This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. President Trump says Russia has to get out of Venezuela. Russian military personnel recently arrived in the country. The president spoke to reporters at the White House yesterday. VOA's Steve Herman.
The president was asked by a reporter if he's willing to back up his demand to Moscow with U.S. boots on the ground in Venezuela.
All options are open, yeah.
Trump adds that Moscow is well aware of the U.S. stance. He spoke to reporters on Wednesday in the Oval Office alongside Fabiana Rosales, the wife of Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido, recognized by the United States and dozens of other countries. Guaido in Venezuela on Wednesday called on supporters on Saturday to protest against nationwide power outages. Steve Herman, VOA News. At the White House.
Malta's military says a special operations team has taken control of a tanker that was hijacked by migrants rescued off the coast of Libya. Now, the tanker docked Thursday at a port in the Maltese capital of Valletta hours after it was intercepted about 30 nautical miles off the Maltese coast. The armed forces of Malta said it established communications with the tanker's captain, who told them repeatedly that he was not in control of the vessel and that he and the crew were being forced and threatened by the hijackers to return to Malta. The tanker rescued the migrants on Tuesday in the Mediterranean and heading back to Tripoli when the passengers revolted and forced the crew to reverse course and head north to Malta. The commander of U.S. forces in South Korea told a congressional panel Wednesday that North Korea continues to pose a nuclear threat to the United States and its allies. The commander of U.S. forces in South Korea told a congressional panel on Wednesday. General Robert Abrams said Pyongyang's production of nuclear weapons materials and missiles are inconsistent with the pledge of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to denuclearize. This is VOA News. Syria on Wednesday said its air defenses had responded to an Israeli air aggression targeting positions in the northern Aleppo province. State media quoted a military official who said the late-night airstrikes targeted positions in an industrial area northeast of Aleppo City, causing material damage only. The unnamed military official said Syrian air defenses were activated and intercepted a number of the attacking missiles. Footage from the Syrian Arab News Agency showed that it appeared to be night airstrikes over Aleppo. Britain's parliament is to vote on 8 options for Brexit as the new April 12th divorce deal deadline closes in. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Speaker John Bercow has selected the 8 motions from 16 proposals submitted by lawmakers. The ones being considered include calls to leave the EU without a withdrawal deal, one to stay in the EU's customs union and single market, another to put any EU divorce deal to a public referendum, and there's an idea to cancel Brexit altogether if the prospect of a no-deal Brexit gets too close. The indicative votes are intended to reveal if any kind of Brexit plan can command a majority in Parliament. Further debate will take place on these themes on Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Talking to a group of reporters, Prime Minister Imran Khan reportedly called for the formation of a neutral interim government in Afghanistan to help the ongoing peace talks with the insurgents. The Afghan government has since reacted by recalling its ambassador and summoned Pakistan deputy ambassador to Afghanistan to lodge a formal protest. Pakistan's Foreign Office on Wednesday said Imran Khan's comments have been taken out of context. A top lawmaker says Attorney General William Barr is combing the special counsel's Russian probe report to see what can be made public. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham had dinner last night with Barr.
The Attorney General is going through the report now to take out grand jury information that can't be disclosed by law. He wants to make sure that there's nothing going to be released to the public or the Congress that would hurt classified information that hurt sources and methods.
Graham tells the AP Barr will also check with prosecutors who have cases stemming from the probe to make sure any release won't hurt their investigations.
Once that's done, he'll release the report to Congress and he'll come and testify.
He's hoping that all happens next month. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Local authorities and international aid agencies struggling to deal with the massive destruction and displacement left behind by Cyclone Idai in Mozambique are now facing a new crisis, cholera. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.